All 28 members of the World Cup champion U.S. women's national soccer team have taken legal action against the United States Soccer Federation. They claim the organization pays them less than male players and denies them equal training, travel, and playing conditions. The women filed their lawsuit in Los Angeles on Friday, which was International Women's Day. The case claims gender-based discrimination by the U.S. Soccer Federation, or USSF. In most of the world, the sport is called football. The action comes just 3 months before the American women will defend their title at the Women's World Cup in France. The players say they have faced ongoing, institutionalized gender discrimination, including unequal pay. The women also say they have the same responsibilities as players on the U.S. men's national team. They are seeking equal pay and treatment, along with payment for lost earnings over the years. The U.S. Women's National Team Players Association was not part of the lawsuit. However, its representatives said in a statement that the association supports the plaintiff's goal of eliminating gender-based discrimination by USSF. Alex Morgan, a member of the women's team, said in a prepared statement, "Each of us is extremely proud to wear the United States jersey, and we also take seriously the responsibility that comes with that. We believe that fighting for gender equality in sports is a part of that responsibility." The U.S. Soccer Federation did not immediately comment on Friday. The U.S. women's soccer team has seen great international successes, including 3 World Cup championships and 4 Olympic gold medals. When the team won its most recent World Cup title in 2015, it was the most watched soccer game in American television history. I'm Ashley Thompson.
更多听力，请访问 51voa.com。